So I am a former teacher. So I transitioned out of the classroom almost 8 years ago, and I have been working in different sectors like nonprofits and government. And I started working with MOB in the Dominican Republic back in 2015 in their education department.
Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game number 76 on the season as the Palm Beach Cardinals get set to take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loftus here with you, joined alongside the Queen of Diamonds, Lisa Pride, shortly as we have a wonderful interview to set you guys up with. Lisa interviewing Pamela Rodriguez, the Marlins Manager of Education Initiative, down here with the minor league squads. Palm Beach Cardinals come in 39-36 on the season. Good for first place in the Florida State League East in the second half of the season. Cardinals 9-2 in the second half. Three games over 500 overall in the season. Meanwhile, the Jupiter Hammerheads come in 38-37 on the season. Just 4-7, however, in the second half of the season as they are tied for last in the Florida State League East. We're going to get you set up with that interview with Lisa Pride and Pamela Rodriguez, Education Initiative.
Lisa Pride here for the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network pregame show alongside our guest, Pamela Rodriguez, who is the Marlins Manager of Education Initiative. Thank you so much for joining me, Pam.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me here. It's my honor to be here with you guys.
So we'd like to get right into it as far as describe your job a little bit for our fans.
Yeah, so my job consists in basically educating the guys. So everything that is education, not just language like English and Spanish, but everything related to building or athlete in a whole. So life skills, leadership skills, all kinds of learning that they can have. We are in charge of that.
It's so important that the Marlins, you know, have this program where players that are, you know, very young teenagers coming from Latin American countries, and then also our young players that are coming and even English speaking, but learning Spanish. So to bridge those cultures, it seems like such an important, you know, part of the Marlins.
Yeah, it is. We say like we want to even the feel for the Latin American guys, because we know already that coming from another culture, like you're missing your family, you're already kind of in a disadvantage, and then you don't know the language. So we just want to offer them with the tools that they need to success in the play, in the inside of the field and outside of the field.
And as far as for you, how did you get involved in baseball now with your job?
Yeah, so I am a former teacher. So I transitioned out of the classroom almost 8 years ago, and I have been working in different sectors like nonprofits and government. And I started working with MOB in the Dominican Republic back in 2015 in their education department. So during my time at MOB, I established a good relationship with hardworking people in different teams. Those good friends recommended me for a job with the Miami Marlins as their lead teacher. And I didn't know much about working in sports, but I had a love for baseball. since it's the national game for my native country, Dominican Republic. And I knew the struggles of some of those Latin American players that don't master the language. And being an immigrant myself, I knew the struggle of getting used to a new culture away from your family. So it felt like a calling, honestly, Lisa, something that I had to do. So at the moment, I was living in Colorado with my husband. We didn't have any kids. So we packed our things and moved here to Florida. And since 2018, I've been with the Marlins.
And it does. It sounds like the way you described it, that this is a job that you are meant to be and meant to do. You're, you know, you're the perfect person for it. And player learning English, and I've seen firsthand like what you do and how it really helps the players so much. But tell us a little bit about what the classes are like and what you do and what you're trying, you know, to help these guys learn as far as fitting in with their teammates.
Yeah, so our main goal is for our players to adjust to a new culture as fast as possible, acquiring language that will help them to develop inside and outside the field. We want to give, like I said, our Latin American players a fair chance to succeed. So knowing that language that will help them to understand their coaches, teammates, language that will help them to satisfy social needs and everyday life needs. And we believe that by developing all those skills, it will help them to, perform better in and out of the field and developing as a whole. So our English classes are focused on functional English, phrases, vocabulary, and idiom that can help them right away based on real life and scenario-based situations.
They're doing so well. I just recently popped into one of the classes and had a couple of the players, you know, interview them live. We did it all in English, and they were so excited and did so well. Their English is learned, from each step that they've had here with the Marlins. And so, and that was really, you know, that was really exciting to see them, be able to do an interview in English and feel really confident about it.
Yeah, that is very rewarding for us to see those kind of progress, because even since day one, one of the main goals has been, we want them to get ready to be able to give interview in English. We want them to really get them ready to talk with their coaches, teammates, without any external help, that they have that empowerment of communication, right? And seeing that progress, seeing that some of them have been with us with several years already, and they are achieving that goal, is just rewarding for us, because education, as we know, sometimes we don't see the effects right away. It's a long-term investment. So it's just rewarding to see how they are achieving those goals.
Yes, and some of the players that they've, you know, been with you and have gone on past Jupiter and all the way to the big leagues and very close to. And I know Gerard Encarnacion, you know, recently was up in the big leagues with the Marlins, and he's probably a really success story.
Yes, he is. So Gerard, like you said, has been in our Spanish classes since the time he signed with us. So he has been part of all the education system we have at the Marlins, not just English classes, but also the workshops, the life skills, the professional and development, and the leadership development. It's like I said, we are interested in developing the player as a whole. And Gerard is one example of those players that has been with us throughout the system. And he has been just amazing to see now in the big leagues. And we still are in contact with him, and we still...
Yeah, once he's up there for good, he will be able to give his interviews in English and Spanish and just be able to acclimate with his teammates. And, you know, it's hard just for an English-speaking player to, like, acclimate themselves and get used to being in the big leagues, compared to the minor leagues. But it's even a bigger step for, you know, someone that's coming and has that language barrier. But with your help, they are doing it. And then what's another one of your favorite stories, a player that you've really seen help bridge that, you know, culturally, both English and Spanish-speaking players?
Yeah. So one of the biggest stories we have, and it's because it speaks of what is success for us in the department, and it's that we have an integrated clubhouse, like we said. Like, players are not divided, no matter where they come from, the language they speak. So one of the stories, one of the players called Nick Fortes, he was part of our Spanish classes, actually, because we do give Spanish classes to the English speaker players. So one of the projects we did with him is that he created, with our help, a video welcoming and introducing new Latin American players that were traveling from the Dominican Republic for the first time here to Jupiter. So he was very excited. I remember we recorded the whole thing in a couple of days. He was showing them the different spaces around the complex and what they needed to do. And when the Latin American player saw that an American player was actually learning their language in order to connect with them, it was just life-changing for them. They right away felt welcome to the team.
That is such a key, to be able to bridge that gap, and your program is doing that. And I'm so glad that you came on our pregame show here today with us and really give us some insight on, you know, what the players are doing off the field, too, and how that, you know, gives them more confidence when we see them on the field, you know, and playing. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Pamela.
Lisa, it was really my pleasure to just to talk a little bit about what we're doing with the players and the department and all the good work we have over here.
Well, thank you so much, and I'll send it back up to the booth.
Thanks to Lisa Pry with that interview with Pamela Rodriguez, the Marlins Manager of Education Initiative. As we're getting set for Thirsty Thursday evening here at the Dean, between the Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cardinals coming in 39-36 record, Hammerheads 38-37 overall on the season. Palm Beach 9-2 record in the second half. They hold a four-game lead over the St. Lucie Mets as they are winners of three straight. Redbirds offense comes into tonight's ballgame ranked 8th in the 10-team Florida State League, hitting .223 as a club, compared to Jupiter batting .233, ranking the Hammerheads tied for third, as we're going to get you set with our starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. Leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals will be Darlin Mochetti's over at second base. Jeremy Rivas back over at shortstop. He's batting in the two-hole. Matt Chamberlain is out in right field. He'll be batting third. In the cleanup spot, it'll be Aaron McKeithen, the designated hitter in tonight's ballgame. Jesus Urrutia coming off a three-hit performance in last night's ballgame. He's batting fifth over at first base. Jake Burns has the catching duties tonight. He will be batting sixth. John Torres is out in left field batting seventh. Adonson Cruz coming in working on a three-game hitting streak. He's manning center field and batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup for Gary Kendall's Palm Beach Cardinals will be Brandon Hernandez. He's over at third base and batting ninth, with Carlos Guarate out on the mound, the right-handed pitcher. Once again, that's Moquette, Rivas, Chamberlain, McKeithen, Urrutia, Burns, Torres, Cruz, and Hernandez for the Palm Beach Cardinals. For the home team, the Jupiter Hammerheads tonight. Leading things off will be Anahita Santos, the designated hitter in tonight's ballgame. Batting second over at shortstop will be Carlos Santiago. Ian Lewis gets the start over at second base. He is batting third. Brady Allen is in the cleanup spot out in center field. Zach Zubia will be over at first base and batting fifth, batting sixth. The catching duties go to Yan Mercado. He's batting in the seventh spot. Jorge Caballero will be batting eighth out in right field. And rounding out the lineup for Angel Espada's Jupiter Hammerheads will be Javion Cody. He's out in left field and batting ninth, with the right-handed pitcher Edgar Sanchez out on the mound. Once again, that's Santos, Santiago, Lewis, Allen, Zubia, Rodriguez, Mercado, Caballero, and Cody for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As for the starting pitching matchup tonight, we got a pair of right-handers going out on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Carlos Guarte, the right-hander, 6'2", 178 pounds, is the 21-year-old out of Venezuela. So far, an even 500 record on the season for the right-hander, a 3-3 record, a 3.64 ERA in 15 games so far this season, 8 of those being starts, as he gets set to make his 9th start on the season. Guarte's surrendered 52 hits in 54 and a third innings pitched so far this season, racking up 43 strikeouts to go along with 18 walks. He has surrendered 5 home run balls. Opponents hitting .250 off the right-hander, who's getting set to make his fourth visit against the Jupiter Hammerheads this season. This will be only his second start. So far on the season, he's tallied 6 1/3 innings pitched, only surrendered one earned run versus the Hammerheads. Speaking of the Hammerheads, they're going to send the right-hander Edgar Sanchez out to the mound. 6'1", 190-pounder is the 21-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. So far, so good on the season as Sanchez gets set to make his 12th start on the season. 5-3 record of 4.40 ERA. 51 hits allowed in 59 1/3 innings pitched, averaging more than a strikeout per inning, 62 strikeouts to go along with 23 walks. He has given up 8 home run balls, however. Opponents just hitting .226 off the right-hander. 2 appearances versus the Palm Beach Cardinals so far this season for Sanchez, one of those being a start. So far, so good. A 1-0 record, 9 innings pitched, and just 4 earned runs allowed on the season for Sanchez. On cue, we're going to send you down to field level for first pitch and national anthem here on this beautiful, sun-soaked Thursday evening.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to please remove your caps and join the Hammerheads and the Cardinals as we honor America and all of our servicemen and women who are serving our country both here at home and overseas. This evening, our national anthem is being performed by Beth Mallow.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red flame, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
job by Beth Mallow pumping out our national anthem here at the Dean. As we are getting set for baseball, Cardinals coming in wearing their alternate road uni emblem across the chest in white lettering and the red trimming, gray pants. Bunch of those players wearing those knee-high red, white, and blue socks. Hammerheads coming in wearing their all-white uniforms. Hammerhead across the chest, white from top to bottom with their navy blue caps. As Edgar Sanchez begins his warm-up tosses, took the loss in his last decision back on June the 30th at the St. Lucie Mets. Only went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 7 runs, only 3 of those being earned, but he did surrender a home run ball, 3 strikeouts to just 1 walk. He's going to look to bounce back. He hasn't picked up a win since June the 23rd. This should be a good night of baseball. Cardinals have come out winning the first 2 games of the series. The opener back on July the 4th by a score of 5-1. And then after an off day Tuesday for both squads, Redbirds picked up right where they left off, putting up a run in the top half of the first and last night's ballgame and never looked back, and route to a 6-4 victory. Contributions came all throughout the lineup, including the 7, 8, and 9 batting trio of Mora, Arecchia, and Romeri, who combined to go 6-for-11 with 4 RBIs on the night. So we'll see how they fare against tonight's starting pitcher, Edgar Sanchez. Lisa Pride, the Queen of Diamonds, back in the booth with us. She'll be joining us in just a little bit as Darlene Moquette steps into the box, getting set to lead things off. Shadows creeping their way into fair territory in the next couple of minutes. third base coach Gary Kendall not complaining, standing in the shadows. First pitch, we are underway. 6:34 start time, little chin music to Moquette, counts 1-0. This one's grounded right back into the glove of Sanchez as he spears it. Takes a couple steps towards first base and flips it underhand to Zubia for the 1-3 putout. One up, one down to start things out.
The shortstop number
going to bring up Jeremy Rivas to the plate.
Valencia, Venezuela, Jeremy Rivas.
1-for-5 in last night's ballgame with a run and a stolen base. Righty on righty matchup. Sanchez winds from the belt in the first pitch. In for a called strike one. No ABS system tonight, so home plate umpire Connor McKenna is going to have his work cut out for him. Christian Argueza is along the base pass. This one's a chopper to the right-hand side, playable for Lewis. He'll flip it down to Zubia. 4-3 put out, two outs on just four pitches so far for Sanchez.
The right fielder, number 18, from Providence, Rhode Island.
Bring up Matt Chamberlain to the plate. Batting from the left-hand side, pair of home runs to go along with 17 RBIs. He's hitting .224 so far this season. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. Third baseman Rodriguez in on the grass, 30 feet off the line, over a third. The first pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike one. And just like that, we're going to have a challenge call by Matt Chamberlain.
Call is overturned. The call is overturned.
It's one ball and no strikes. Where's the whiteout, Lisa? The 1-0 grounded slow roller right-hand side. It is trickling just foul. Crowd still filing in for this thirsty Thursday night. Got to give it a few innings before they get rowdy. Counts even at 1-1. Outfield playing straight away. Cody in left, Allen in center, and Caballero out in right. 1-1, backdoor breaking ball never broke. The righty winds into 2-1. Swing and a miss. Goes chasing high and away outside the zone. Chamberlain just hitting .133 here in the month of July. Small sample size, however. 2-2, fouled back into our left. The 23-year-old out of Providence, Rhode Island, has the count even. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Wind whipping in from right field, blowing in. 2-2, frozen call, third strike. Chamberlain's going to wait a moment at home plate. And I think they're going to want to challenge this again. But much to the chagrin of Matt Chamberlain, they do not, as the side is retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, a strikeout in the inning. We're going to the home half of the first.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. Carlos Duarte finishing up his warm-up tosses. Took the no decision in his last appearance. Got the start against the Daytona Tortugas. Went five innings. A three-hit shutout ball, four strikeouts, and one walk. Getting set to face Anguita Santos, followed by Carlos Santiago and Ian Lewis, due up this half inning. First pitch, Santos shows bunt. He pulls back. It's taken for a called strike one. Actually a late lineup change. Osiris Johnson will lead things off, and wasting no time, he's going to line this into the gap in right center field. Adonson Cruz will cut this one off and airmail the second baseman, but wisely backing that up was the pitcher Duarte. Johnson will remain at first. Guess we missed that late lineup change. That'll bring up Carlos Santiago to the plate. Shortstop batting 241 so far on the season. Righty on lefty matchup. The high stance by Santiago at the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss down in the zone. Set at the belt is Duarte. 0-1 driven out into left center field. Coming on is Torres. Going out is Rivas. And the left fielder loses his hat but makes the catch for the first out here in the bottom half of the first.
The second baseman number two from Nassau, Bahamas, Ian Lewis.
Another left-handed batter coming to the plate. That'll be Ian Lewis. Pair of home runs to go along with 18 RBIs, hitting at a 261 clip. The first pitch, backdoor breaking ball, Lewis lays off. The 1-0, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Well, Ian had quite the night last night, reached base in all four plate appearances. Two for two, two stolen bases, two walks. Dancing off a first pickoff throw to first. Johnson is just back in time. Almost timed that jump perfectly to Johnson. 8 for 9 in stolen base attempts over at first base. He's out to a big lead. Duarte peers in, gets the one he wants from Burns. The 1-1 fastball at 85 misses wide. Two balls, one strike, one out, no score here. We're in the bottom half of the first. Pickoff throw back safely head first is Johnson. Pretty interesting splits for Ian Lewis at the plate. Hitting only 132 against lefties, however, 303 against right-handed pitching. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Well out in front on the outside corner. And the count runs even. Two balls and two strikes. Shadows working their way in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. A slow roller to second. This could be two. Moquette flips it to Rivas, and that's the only out they're going to get. As the speedy Lewis busting it down the line. 4-6 put out on the play. Two outs here in the home half of the first. That'll bring up Brady Allen to the plate. Allen coming in, 37 RBIs on the league. Pretty good power numbers too, 7 homers to go along with his .231 batting average. The first pitch starts him off with the breaking ball, catches the inner third for a called strike one looking. Brady looking for his first hit in the series, just 0 for 8 with a pair of strikeouts to this point. 0-1, pickoff throw back safely head first as Johnson is. He's certainly in the head of Duarte right there out on the mound. A tough night for Brady at the dish last night. 0 for 4, all four of those at-bats with runners in scoring position. 0-1 grounded sharply up the middle, and he's off the schneid. That's a base hit. Johnson's going to try to go first to third. The throw comes in, and it's a strike by Adonsen Cruz down to Hernandez for the final out to retire the side here in the home half of the first. Johnson got greedy. Cruz had the arm. We're going to the second here at the Dean. Still no score.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Kids and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here in Jupiter, Florida. Two hits in the home half for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Nothing to show for it. 4-5 and 6-2 up for Palm Beach. McKeith and Arecchia and Burns 2 up. Keaton had himself quite the night last night, reaching base in four of his five plate appearances. Double, a single to go along with two runs and an RBI. Keeping him in that cleanup role at the DH righty-on-righty matchup. Sanchez winds from the belt to first pitch. This ball's roped down the left field line. Cody racing over. He won't be able to get it. It's going to go all the way to the corner. McKeithen will make the turnaround first. He will head into the second. He's having himself quite the series so far early on. Ninth double on the season so far for Aaron. He's a runner in scoring position down at second base. That'll bring up Jesus Arecchia to the plate. Jesus just playing in his ninth game here with Palm Beach. Had a three-hit game last night with a run scored. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Hello.
First pitch to Arecchia, misses upstairs in the zone. That's the Queen of Diamonds to my left, Lisa Pride. I'm Brian Loftus. We're at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for game three of this six-game series.
I like how you said sun-soaked night. Boy, it is. Is it sunny? And I'm soaked.
The 1-0 trickle spell.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was in the Cassidy Kill Zone. I went all the way from, I was like, how were you talking about last night? How, you know, we have Sweet Lou that runs from the down from singing the national anthem all the way up here to the booth to be our official scorekeeper. And I went all the way down to the Cassidy Cool Zone, which is in right bullpen.
The 1-1 breaking ball he lays off bounces in the dirt.
Now I know what Sweet Lou feels like, but that's even further. So the Cassidy Cool Zone, I'd like to report, was not very cool. There's no AC there. The fans are working fine, but we need to cool it down more.
So you went from the fans into straight 92 degree and muggy.
Oh, boy.
And then into the elevator. The 2-1 fouled at the plate right off the ankle of Arecchia, as he's going to need a moment.
Actually, I did the stairs.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, my scorebook is actually soaking right now, as I was just sweating on top of it.
Somebody get this lady a towel.
Then I had to check and see. Oh, it's 70 in here?
Might have to crank
feels
it.
Like it's 90.
Crank it down for the next couple innings. Arecchia still pacing around the outer batter's box.
So when we see these guys take their caps off, their helmets, you know, lift up, they like to lift up their sleeves or their arms and use their sleeves to wipe the sweat. Guys going to the rosin bag. It is just, you know, the sweat's just pouring down them.
Do we need to get you a rosin bag up here in the booth?
So I can hang on to my pens.
Urrutia back in the box. Sanchez back on the rubber. Peers into Mercado for the sign as the pitch clock down to 3-2-1, and time is called.
I went down to the Cassidy Cool Zone.
2-2, swing and a miss. First out here in the top half of the second.
To go talk to a big group here. It's great to see such a large group of girls that play baseball. They're here with MLB Develops, and they are the USA Baseball Elite Developmental Invitational girls that are up in Vero Beach. And they have been traveling. They've had ID series and traveled around the country, you know, IDing these girls to bring them together and start playing in some tournaments, play some games. And it's something that's been going on for quite a few years. And our GM, for the big part of getting girls involved softball-wise and baseball-wise with Major League Baseball.
The 0-1 to the catcher, Jake Burns, swinging a miss. Quickly down to the count, 0-2. Did you say you got to meet Dottie Henson's granddaughter down there?
I did not.
League of their own down there, sitting along the third base side behind the dugout of the Jupiter Hammerheads. How many would you say
30
are down there?
30-year anniversary for that movie, too.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, drop, third strike. Mercado's up with it. He'll throw down to Zubia for the strikeout, 2-3 put out. And back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff double by Aaron McKeithen. That'll bring up John Torres to the plate.
Looks like about 30 girls, do you think? 30? They're, the facility up there in Vero Beach, that's where the, used to be Dodger Town, where the Dodgers used to spring train, and what a treat it was to see spring training games up there with all the legends, all-stars, and everybody that came through. But now they use it for youth baseball, and MLB develops, has, you know, series, brings guys in training-wise, and then also just youth tournaments that are here in the community that you know, can be a big part of. Like, my son got to play quite a few times up there for tournaments, so it's a great facility, and they're upkeeping it. And now it's called the Jackie Robinson Complex, I believe.
Oh, one pitch misses down and away. Pickoff throw to second is in time. Beautiful play by Mercado to Santiago, picking McKeithen off of second. Got a little bit too greedy with his lead out there as the side is retired here in the top half of the second. No runs, the leadoff double is stranded and then picked off. We're going to the home half of the second game of the game.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the second. Still scoreless. Zubia followed by Rodriguez and Mercado do up this half inning. Carlos Duarte back out for his second inning of work. So you got to meet these 30 young girls down there. Now, did you get the chance to ask them if they ever participated in a Thirsty Thursday night or attended a Thirsty Thursday night? Because they might need...
Right, after a little bit when the crowd gets riled up a little. No, I did not, but I bet they've been to their share of ball games.
They're going to learn tonight. Zubia steps in batting from the right-hand side. The first pitch, fastball at 90, catches the inner corner for a called strike one. Zach coming in third in the league in walks with 55, third in the league in on-base percentage at a .408 clip. He's quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2. Breaking ball, slow chopper to short. Rivas up with it. He's got a cannon of an arm. He makes that look routine over at short, 6-3 put out. One up, one down to start things out here in the home half of the second.
What's great for these girls is to be able to see so much representation in baseball right now. Not only are they getting the opportunity to play on the field and, you know, really getting that opportunity and being taken serious and actually getting the opportunities to play college ball, too, now.
Well, I remember you got to interview Monet Davis a few years back as Rodriguez will rope this past the glove of Arecchi and into right field for a base hit. Good sign right there by Christian Rodriguez, jumping all over that first pitch. He had himself a rough night last night, 0 for 4 with a pair of strikeouts, but he atones for it right there.
Yeah, Monet, I think she just missed it. She was a great, you know, role model for young girls at the time, but then she didn't really have that opportunity, those little, you know, doors to open for her even, and she was thinking about going to play college basketball. She loved basketball.
She loved UConn, I remember.
So she's actually in college now, not playing either sport, but playing softball. Okay. She transitioned into softball because she just didn't have that opportunity. And she said it was an adjustment because even though softball and baseball are very, very, very similar, there are just a few things that aren't, especially being, you know, the ball in the circle when you're pitching and just a few little other things besides a bigger ball, yellow. She said it was actually an adjustment.
The 1-0 to Mercado jams him. It's fouled straight back. Right in front of us, bounces off the concourse. And my man with the red solo cup here on Thirsty Thursday night didn't even leave his seat and makes a nice one-handed bouncing catch.
Way to go there.
But he could play center field for the Phillies. Go on.
But imagine that she was so good, Monet, as a pitcher.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So good, you know.
I remember.
Hitting and playing baseball. And it is an adjustment to play and throw this bigger ball. You know, that to just read it differently, but then to throw it, you really have to. She said she was just, it was just sailing everywhere. She couldn't even, you know.
She took part in that Little League World Series a few years back with the Taney Little League squad. Mercado's going to line this right to short. Rivas makes the catch. The throw to first is going to get away from Arecchia, but wisely backing it up is Jake Burns, the catcher, busting it down the line. Christian will have to remain at first. And that was scorched by Mercado off the bat. Yeah, Monet came a great sports city she came from. Yeah. Right?
If you want to insist. Everyone should know by now when you're on the mic here.
That'll bring up Jorge Caballero to the plate.
I'm impartial to Cleveland, so.
First pitch, healthy cuts, swing and a miss. So far, so good by Guarte. 20 pitches, 16 for strikes. Rodriguez leads away from first, two outs in the inning. The 0-1 slapped at and skied out of the stadium, first base side.
You were talking about the movie, you know, A League of Their Own, and they were just honored that movie, as I mentioned, 30th anniversary, up at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And Katie Krull, I don't know if you've heard of her yet, but she is a coach up in with the Red Sox AA team, and so she took part in it, and they took her batting helmet.
0-2, grounded up the middle, past the diving glove of Moquette and into center field, putting on the brakes at second is Rodriguez.
And she's up there for the ceremony. She's in Portland with the Sea Dogs, and they were on the road, but they took her batting helmet, and it is now going to be in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, she got to see, you know, all these artifacts that you mentioned, like as far as the women that played, you know, years ago and in that baseball league. And
all the way, man.
And, yes, so that was kind of neat, like future met past and, you know, hopefully future is right here too, sitting and keeps going.
Two on, two out, already four hits for the Hammerheads here. Nothing to show for it to this point. The nine-hitter Javion Cosside, slow dribbler to second. Moquette stays back on it. He makes a low throw down to first, but picking it out of the dirt is Arecchia for the final out to retire the side. We're going to the third here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, least tried here on the Roger Dean Radio Network.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down. Up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here in the top half of the third, still scoreless through the first two frames. 8-9-1, do it for the Redbirds. Cruz followed by Hernandez, and then flipping it back to the top of the order and Darlene Moquette. First pitch by Sanchez has him fooled on a breaking ball down and away. Counts 0-1. The 0-1. Back-to-back breaking balls. This one's right down the for the liking of home plate umpire Connor McKenna. Ball's roped into center field just in front of Brady Allen. That's in for a base hit. Excuse me, that's actually John Torres at the plate, who was at the plate when Aaron McKeithen was picked off of second. That'll bring up Adonson Cruz to the plate.
Cardinals center fielder number four. From quick to punt, Dominican Republic.
Still got that whiteout. You're looking at the scorebook just like I am. Let's share notes right
That's
here.
That's okay. I've got game day. I'll figure it out later. Sometimes things just happen.
Things escalate quickly. Slow roller to short. They're probably only going to get one on it. Santiago's going to have to hurry. The throw to first is in time. Nice play by the shortstop right there. Almost converged with the third baseman, Rodriguez. Nearly colliding. Two members of the left-hand side of the infield.
The third baseman number three.
But it's a 5-3 put out. Moving up to second is Jan Torres. That'll bring up the nine hitter Brandon Hernandez to the plate. Hernandez just batting 143 with men in scoring position so far this season, 4 for 28. The first pitch lays off the breaking ball down in the dirt. Third baseman Rodriguez, the lone man along the infield standing in the shadows. They've creeped out in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. 1-0, grounded up the middle. Easy play for Santiago. It'll move the runner down to third on the 6-3 putout. Chance for the Cardinals to strike first here in the top half of the third. First run 90 feet away. That'll bring up Darlene Moquette to the plate.
The second baseman number 37, Darlene Moquette.
Moquette just 2 for 11 so far in the series. Last night's ball game, he'll take the first pitch. Fastball, 94. He paints the outer corner. Infield straight away, outfield straight away. Zubia cheating in over at first base. He's along the infield grass. The 0-1. Lays off the breaking ball. He says no go, but they're going to challenge it, and it's ruled a strike.
Challenge is overturned. The count 0-2.
One successful challenge for the Hammerheads there. One successful challenge for the Cardinals tonight. The 0-2. Breaking ball chasing outside the zone as Mercado holds on to it for the final out to retire the side. I'm not sure he knew how many outs there were as he threw it down to Rodriguez. But nonetheless, the side is retired here in the top half of the third. We're scoreless going to the bottom half of the third between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the...
Home half of the third still scoreless. Top of the order, Osiris Johnson will lead things off. He'll lay off the first pitch. The appeal goes down to Christian Argueza. He says no go, counts a ball and no strikes. The 1-0. Jams and broken bat left side, charging in as Hernandez. He's up with it. He'll throw down to Urrequia for the 5-3 putout. A 1-up, 1-down to start things out here in the home half of the third.
The shortstop, number 27, Carlos Santiago.
That'll bring up Santiago to the plate. The 20-year-old out of Venezuela. Stands in batting from the left-hand side here in his eighth game with Jupiter. The first pitch. Grounded, slow roller up the middle to his right. Moquette fields it. He'll throw it down to Urrequia. Three pitches, two outs here in the bottom half of the third. A pretty efficient game by both starting pitchers so far through just a little bit under three innings of work. 26 pitches for Carlos, 21 for strikes. Half of his body standing in the shade right now as the first pitch to Ian Lewis is fouled right at the plate. And you got a feel for the right side of the infield and the right fielder out there. Matt Chamberlain still shading their eyes from the sun as the 0-1 comes in. Beautiful pitch, freezes Lewis on the inner from two strikes. I think he wants to challenge that one. Unsuccessfully, much to his chagrin. The righty winds in the 0-2. Swung on, two hopper to shortstop. The slick fielding Rivas stays down on it. And a low throw. Did he hold the bag? Yes, Urrequia hold the bag. That's a tough play right there. A laissez-faire throw by Rivas, but the side is retired in order. Here in the bottom half of the third, we're going to the fourth. Lisa Fry taking over play-by-play.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I can't believe we're in the fourth inning already. When you talk about the speed of the game, it is really speeding by.
I can tell you were just singing that song in your head, weren't you?
I was. I was going to say something. But then I figured my pun was not going to come out as good as yours. At the plate, first pitch delivered to Jeremy Rivas. He grounds it into the glove of Rodriguez. Throw to first base. It's in time. And Rivas is retired 5-3. He's grounded out twice already here today.
Yeah, game's moving quickly so far, and the infield's getting a lot of action so far.
So Matt Chamberlain will step in. Chamberlain struck out looking back in the first. That was a 1-2-3 inning, as was the second. In the third, Sanchez had to face four Cardinal hitters before he could go back to the dugout and sit down. First pitch, tap foul to the right side. No balls and a strike. So much wind blowing in right field, but I do not feel any of that breeze. Here's the 0-1. It bounces off the plate way up high, almost goes over the screen behind the box. So one ball and one strike with one out. That came in at 80 miles per hour. 33 pitches, 24 for strikes. We talked about, you know, last night Palacios being right there around the zone and just efficient and also being able to locate all his pitches. Look at Sanchez tonight doing the same at 94. That's a strike. And here's the next pitch. That one's out of play to the left side. So one ball and two strikes here to Chamberlain. He's staying alive at the plate. It's a righty on lefty matchup.
Yeah, both starting pitchers having commanded the strike zone early on in this one.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. It's dropped and right by the box, picked up by Mercado, throw down to first base in time, so Chamberlain is retired. He'll go down swinging, so back-to-back strikeouts for Chamberlain. Quickly, there's two outs. Aaron McKeithen will step in. He doubled his last trip up to the plate. I believe that was his ninth double of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, already five strikeouts so far for Edgar Sanchez on the night.
Sanchez coming in with 62. And now you tag on that 5, you have 68. Beautiful breaking ball for the strike. First pitch delivered to McKeithen. Here's the 0-1. Framed nicely by Mercado, but not getting the call from the home plate umpire McKenna behind the plate. One ball, one strike. Sanchez kicks, delivers, jams McKeithen. He swings, taps it foul to the left side. He was trying to protect the plate, and Sanchez was also trying to protect, you know, his part of the plate there.
Yeah, whether it's Mercado or Barstad behind the dish, they both do a good job defensively as catchers.
That they do. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Going wide of the plate and missing, trying to get McKeithen to chase that. Nice setup as he went inside and then outside, mixing things up with location and with speed against McKeithen. He's the number four hitter in the lineup, and so he's the guy you really want to be careful with and mix things up. Sanchez, he wanted that pitch. He went low and away, but definitely tried to catch a part of the plate there and didn't. You could see his struggle out there, and as he was a little bit upset with himself that he wanted to get that strike. So payoff pitch coming inside once again, jamming on the hands of McKeithen. Little tapper to Rodriguez at third. Nice throw to first base in time to get McKeithen. So the designated hitter grounds out to end things here in the fourth. Once again, three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll go to the home half. It's still zeros on the board.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm ready for you to get up and bust out your own moves here with this song. Brian, look at Hammy up there. He loves to dance. It should be in one of those mascot competitions or something. He is always on. He loves to dance. He's having fun with the fans here tonight. Just wait a little longer. Everybody will be up dancing.
He's not camera shy either.
No, he's not. Brady Allen will step in for the Hammerheads, then Zubian Rodriguez. Carlos Guarte will remain on the hill. He's got a high leg kick, delivers first pitch, foul to the left side off the bat of Allen.
That was just his 30th pitch of the evening so far. 25 first strikes as both starting pitchers very efficient with their pitch count early on.
A righty-on-righty matchup as Guarte likes to look straight in as he gets the signs and puts the glove over his face. Just so his eyes can peek out to get the signs. There's a strike on Allen, so no balls and two strikes to Brady. He singled back in the first. The pitch, and that one's upstairs, so one ball and two strikes here to Allen. I like his spikes, too. Check out those. Guarte has the red and white spikes. Here's the 1-2. It's a pop-up. Looks like it'll stay in the infield as they converge. Calling it is the shortstop, Revis. He makes the grab. So Allen is retired as he pops up to short.
These patrons better get the concessions in while they can. This game's moving quick.
That's right. One time, Sean is here. He's usually here on Saturday and Sundays. He's our intern, and he's doing so well, you know, learning baseball. And on the broadcast, first pitch tap to the left side off the bat is Zubia, taken by Hernandez. A throw to Urrecki at first is in time, so Zubia grounds out. But he was here with me. The game flew by, and he's like, I didn't get my popcorn yet. Every game he gets, you know, a soda and popcorn. He went down there, and the concessions was already closed because the game just went by so fast. So, yeah, you really... Maybe they don't want to have a pitch clock here because they're not going to sell enough concessions. Christian Rodriguez steps in. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. Breaking ball, swing and a miss at 79.
Made them six straight retired to this point.
The 0-1, that one's low and inside, so 1-1 the count. I like how our grounds crew put for our duel at the Dean here. The J logo with the fish hook for the Jupiter Hammerheads behind the box, and then the Palm Beach Cardinals, the PB. And they have the J on the left side of the box, which is the Hammerhead side, and the Cardinals on the right side.
It's funny you said J logo, but all I heard was J
Lo. J Lo, right? Here's the 2-1.
And then I blacked out.
Swing and a miss.
So where is she?
2-2. Are you still holding out hopes?
Well, look.
Just wait another year.
You're saying there's a chance.
Two down, the 2-2 pitch, upstairs heat, swing and a miss, and that will retire the side as Rodriguez goes down swinging. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base, and Guarto picks up another strikeout, or actually his first of the night. As we head to the top of the fifth, it's 0-0.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida. We are here in the top of the fifth. Edgar Sanchez on the hill delivers first pitch to Arecchia. Misses low and away. One ball and no strikes to Jesus. He's the first baseman for the Cardinals. 0-for-1 tonight as he struck out back in the second. Sanchez, second pitch on the ground. Rodriguez, what a night he is having at third base. He fields it in front of Santiago. The shortstop spins around, throws to first, and he is definitely one of the top prospects here in the organization for the Hammerheads. But is the Marlins staff here? Because tonight he is just looking so good at third base.
It's already four putouts for Rodriguez over there, and he's been very flashy with the glove to this point.
So smooth. Jake Burns steps in, righty on lefty matchup. He struck out back in the second. Sanchez has five strikeouts tonight, and I was accrediting Cuarte with a few, and then I looked down and he just picked up his first. Little slapper to the right side. Zubia picks it up, steps on first, and Burns is retired as he grounds out to first base. So that is how both pitchers are being very efficient tonight. Sanchez, you know, a few strikeouts in there, but a lot of ground outs. Look at all those ground outs. I'm looking to see, and I don't see one fly out. So everybody is either grounded out or struck out, except for that third out in the second as Keithan was picked off at second base. So with two down, Yan Torres at the plate. 0-1 the count. Sanchez, I can't believe that one missed. It must have been a little bit too far inside.
Yeah, only 1-3 ball count so far for Sanchez.
Torres is 1-for-1, though, here tonight, as Sanchez has given up a pair of hits. One to Torres, the other one to McKeithen.
Mercado framed that beautifully, and then was surprised he didn't get the call from McKenna. So let's see what Argueza thinks. And they do get that strike call.
Here's the 1-2. Whoa, going inside with the curveball, but releasing it in a way that ball went right by the head
of Torres. That's a tough pitch to frame right there.
Yeah, that one is. Sanchez does like to pound inside. He went inside with the curveball there. 2-2 with two outs. Sanchez delivers at the belt for the strike. Man. And Torres is punched out. So three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. Another strikeout for Sanchez. He has six on the night. We head to the home half. Mercado, Caballero, and Santos. It's 0-0 here at the Dean.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Sterling, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now's the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Fins and Feathers series continues. We are in game three of a six-game set. So far, the Hammerheads are coming out on the losing end, but maybe they can get things started here in the bottom of the fifth with Mercado, Caballero, and Santos. Mercado stepping in, first pitch. Pop up into center field, waiting on it is Cruz, and he'll make the catch. So Mercado is retired as he pops up to center.
We were talking about this off the air. Pitching a contact, it's getting the job done. And it's not like Marte's going to overpower you with his fastball sitting in the low 90s. Looks like Tink Hens last night, upper 90s fastball. These guys are getting their hacks in.
They are. Caballero will step in. He singled back in the second. So he's one for one today. Santos on deck. Gorete, high leg kick like I mentioned. Delivers outside. So one ball and no strikes. Gorete is 3-3 on the season. This is his 16th game, but only 9th start here with the Cardinals. He's actually faced Jupiter twice before, back on April 8th and then on June 5th, both times coming in relief and only working one inning against the Hammerheads. Here he is in his fifth inning of work against the team. At the letters inside, though, so two balls and a strike.
He had 10 and two-thirds innings pitched combined versus Jupiter this season. Just one earned run allowed.
Here's the 2-1. Another pop-up. Racing after it is Urrequia, first base. And then the catcher, though, Burns, he casually, you know, plants underneath it and says, hey, you don't need to run that fast. I've got it. Burns grabs it. Caballero is retired as he pops out.
Yeah, Burns looking at Urrequia like, I got all this gear on. You sure you want to collide with me right now?
This is when the defense, you know, pitching-wise and everything, that they feel really good out there on the field. But then when you come to the plate, you don't want it to go so quickly. You want to get those bats going. So both teams, you know, feeling comfortable out there on the field, now just trying to get that comfort at the plate. As Gorete delivers outside to the left-handed hitting Santos, he's a switch hitter, going against the righty Guerrero. The 1-0, that's a strike called. Santos, he wants to challenge it. He touches the top of his helmet.
Call is over. Turn. The count is 2-0.
So the count is now two balls and no strikes. Santos with a good eye there.
Do you have that white out?
Here's the 2-0, and that one's low. No one needs to worry about that. So three straight balls here to Santos. He grounded out his first trip up. Another ball delivered. Four straight balls. I thought maybe Gorete would say something about that, but instead Santos, very patient, even applies the challenge and gets a strike overturned. So with two down, Santos will head to first base on the walk, and we're back up to the top of the order. Maybe this is where the Hammerheads are going to get things to start happening here with two outs.
That was nine straight retired by Cuarto just before that walk.
Osiris Johnson batting from the right side. He's the designated hitter tonight, is 1-for-2. Singled in the first, grounded out in the third. The ball gets by the catcher Burns, and just jogging to second base is Santos, and then he goes way past second, but then he goes back to second base. So the wild pitch puts Santos at second. We'll have a little timeout as Burns goes out to talk to Gorete. Hernandez, the third baseman, comes in. I think he's going to help translate, too, and make sure everybody's on the same page. Talking about translating, for our pregame interview, we had Pamela Rodriguez, the Miami Marlins Education Initiative manager, and she spoke a lot about the importance of you know, education for Spanish-speaking and English-speaking players here. Everyone's so young when they come in, and there's a lot to learn as far as, you know, adjusting to being a pro baseball player as opposed to living with your parents and playing high school or college ball, and manage as far as adjusting because they are away from home for a certain period. Santos at second. Here's the pitch to Johnson on the ground to Rivas. That has Santos jumping over it. Throw in time, and Osiris has retired as he grounds out. That'll strand Santos. We'll tell you more about the education initiative for the Marlins in the top of the sixth. Right now, it's still 0-0 as we head to the sixth. It'll be the 8-9 and one hitters for the Cardinals after this break.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Welcome, Dixon. We're still sun-soaked here at the Dean. I'm going to take that from you. I really like that. We're not too far from the beach, so I got to feel that salty breeze coming in as Cruz at the plate. Hernandez, then Moquette. First pitch delivered. And that's inside for the ball. Ball one, or one and oh pitch now. The next pitch, I don't know. We're getting there. I'm getting there. I was just, eventually, one ball and one strike.
It's still early.
Let's
for
just
us,
get it there.
We haven't had a chance to breathe yet.
We don't get any beverages up here. That's the thing. It's Thirsty Thursday, and we don't even get Pepsi.
No, I was going to say, the other stuff balls. Might lead to shenanigans.
2-1 is the count. Can't get my... Get me, see, in any more tongue-twisting than I already am right now here in the sixth. We are in the sixth, right?
Yeah. They might not even need to turn the lights on for tonight's game. It's moving so quickly.
Here's the 3-1. There's a line drive into left field, but it will be foul. Just going to the left of the line there. So Cruz will return back to the box, and the count is full on the center fielder. Yeah,
inches from extending his hitting streak to four games right there and his on-base streak to six. That was roped. Nearly bringing up chalk down the third baseline.
Righty on righty matchup. Everyone's playing straight away. Here's the payoff pitch upstairs at the letters. That will miss. So Cruz will advance to first base. That's the first walk allowed by Sanchez here today. He didn't. We have to erase that. I had a hit by pitch. That one's gone. Lots of whiteout here today. But his first walk allowed, he has struck out six. Sanchez has only allowed two hits and no runs. The Hammerheads have four hits and no runs. No errors on the board either yet today. Hernandez will step in. He bats from the left side. The third baseman takes the first pitch. It's outside. One ball and no strikes.
That's the tale of two games compared to yesterday. I think we already had six pitchers by this point into the sixth inning in last night's ball game.
Here's the 1-0, and once again, another pitch thrown way wide over to Hernandez after Cruz was walked already. Sanchez has faced the Palm Beach Cardinals here this season. back on April 27th as the ball is put in the air to the left side. Going after it is Santos on the run. He makes the grab, and we lose him. He ends up behind the bleachers.
He's alive.
But I did see him make the catch before he disappeared. So Hernandez has retired as he flies out to left.
Yeah,
we're seeing some really good defense here today.
Some great defense, because that ball, you saw, that ball was slicing away from the left fielder towards the foul line, and Santos not fazed by it at all, not fazed by the bullpen wall out there either, made a nice running catch.
The thing is, when you are playing, you know, in left or right, you really have to go out there and work those areas to make sure you understand the corners there too. At the plate, we're back up to the top of the order with Darlene Moquette. Moquette is 0-for-2 today. First pitch misses, one ball and no strikes. Moquette grounded out in the first, struck out in the third. Cruz at first base with one out. He's got a nice lead there. Here's the 1-0, and Sanchez goes way wide. That gets by Mercado, and the wild pitch will put Cruz at second base.
That's pretty much just an outlier for Mercado, because rarely do you see a ball get past him like that all the way to the backstop.
And Sanchez is always around the zone, too, so we haven't seen many wild pitches. That was the first one here delivered by Sanchez tonight. I mentioned that he did face the Cardinals a few times this season. Back in April, he picked up the win against the Cardinals in four innings of work. He scattered five hits, allowed two earned runs. Ground ball backhanded by Santiago. A bouncer to Zubia. He squeezes it, and Moquette is out at first base. That advances Cruz, though, to third base with two outs now. But what a play. We're still talking about that defense.
Nice that, backhanded stab by Santiago, and an even better scoop by Zubia, who scooped it and was just looking at everyone like, what do you want from me? Did you not expect that? He made that look very nonchalant over at first base.
Santiago, just new to Jupiter, too. This is only his eighth game, and he's in the number two slot, too, in the lineup. So the Hammerheads and the Marlins are expecting quite a lot for Santiago, and he is doing it. Rivas at the plate, one ball, no strikes to the shortstop, who's 0-for-2 today. He grounded out both times he was at the plate. He does have Cruz just 90 feet away. Sanchez delivers and misses, so two balls and no strikes. I feel like this is the first inning that Sanchez is kind of struggling here, is throwing, you know, a lot of balls and not locating the pitches, tiring a little bit. We mentioned the heat, humidity, it was 92. You know, when I was coming in, I don't know if it was 92 at the start, but I was sweating. I can't imagine when you really have to throw some heaters. And he's thrown 66 pitches so far. I just made a easy breezy walk up a few flights of stairs and, you know, from right field.
Yeah, it was a full, and then three straight batters, including Rivas at the plate, fell behind 2-0. But he's one out away from getting out of this.
Two balls and a strike to Rivas. Runner at third base with only two outs. Fielder's playing straight away. Sanchez kicks, delivers once again wide the plate, bounces wild and into the screen. That will play to run as Cruz crosses home plate, and the Cardinals take the 1-0 lead here in the sixth.
That's an unfortunate way to surrender the first run of the ball game, given the defense that we've had through the first 5.5 innings. Just Mercado unable to backhand that ball in the dirt as it goes all the way into the backstop up against the netting, and easy for Cruz to just trot home right there.
Still just a one-run game there, so the Hammerheads have the opportunity in the next few innings to tie it up and come back, but Rivas, he'll take the walk to first base, and that'll have Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, take a walk out to the mound and talk to Sanchez, because he is struggling here with his command in the sixth inning.
Yeah, probably just want to settle him down. He's getting ready for his 69th pitch of the night, and Dishman's probably just going out there and telling him, look, you're one pitch away from going six strong innings of one-run ball. Keep us in this ball game for right now. Don't let things unravel.
The whole infield is out there on the mound. The last time that Sanchez pitched to the Cardinals was on June 1st. He went five innings, seven hits, a couple of earned runs, only walked two, and struck out seven. He has six tonight, walked two, has allowed only one run, and only a couple of hits. did not get the decision in that ball game on the first. Sanchez this season has only gone into the sixth inning. He's only pitched six innings. Has not gone beyond six innings of work in any of his outings.
And this is where the right-hander has to bear down all four behind them early on in the count.
Chamberlain has struck out twice now. He's 0 for 2 with two down, runner at first. Sanchez delivers but doesn't get the call. There's a challenge.
Call is upheld. Count is one.
And it's upheld.
Really?
So one ball and no strikes. So Jupiter will lose one of their challenges. Chamberlain waits. That's a ball outside. So that will be it, I think, for Sanchez right now. As there was a reliever. Yeah, the trainer going out. There's a reliever that just got up. So they're going to go see if Sanchez is okay. And bringing the trainer with him will give him the opportunity for the reliever to have as many pitches as he needs, too. So they're checking out Sanchez to make sure he is okay. He is one of the best pitchers here on the staff for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We talked a lot about the staff last night with Bierman, Palacios, and Sanchez in the top 10 in ERA here in the Florida State League. He will exit the game. We'll head to a break with the Cardinals up 1-0. There's two outs. And we'll find out more and let you know who the new reliever is in after this.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the...
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We are in the top of the sixth inning. The Cardinals are up 1-0. Edgar Sanchez had to leave the game. He was with the trainer and Espada, Angel Espada, the manager for the Hammerheads. So we've got a new pitcher on the hill.
It'll be the right-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela. Larbert Arias, 6'2", 176 pounds, is the 21-year-old. He's actually faced Palm Beach Cardinals three times so far this season. He posts a 1-0 record on the year. Arias getting set to appear in his 17th game on the season, a 3.64 ERA. 21 hits allowed in 29 and two-thirds innings of work. 36 strikeouts to go along with 14 walks in those 29-plus innings of work. Opponents hitting 196 off the new right-hander out of the mound, Larbert Arias.
And since they were bringing Sanchez off, and I see him exiting right there out of the ballpark too with the Hammerheads trainer, that will allow Arias to have as many pitches as he needs to warm up. I just read this funny story, and I know I don't want to say the names of the pitchers because I can't really remember, and I don't want to say. I think I know, but I don't want to say. So there was this contest that these two pitchers were talking with each other, and One had lost a lot of money, and some pitcher said, "Hey, he's like, I'll take some money off your debt if you go out the next time you're going to relieve and just pitch one pitch and tell the umpire you're ready to go, you know, just one." And so he did it, and then he was like, because he was like, "Oh, you know, real pitchers only need one pitch," and they had this whole discussion too as Arias delivers his first pitch to Chamberlain. That one misses. The count was already 2 balls and no strikes, so now it's 3-0. Two down, runner at first base. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Taking a look at his Chamberlain, it's for a strike, so 3-1 the count. Needless to say, the pitcher, the reliever that came in, didn't have a very good outing. After it really kind of backfired on him, but he like got some money taken off his debt. Chamberlain will walk as that pitch delivered is inside. Revis is pushed over to second. Aaron McKeithen will step in with two outs. They had this discussion going on because they talked about how, or they heard from their one of their coaches, how they're talking about, you know, the pitchers will show you everything they have. If you watch them warming up, you'll see what they have. So that's when they got into discussion, like, well, I can go out there, I'll just throw one pitch, and nobody will know what I have. And, you know, and a real pitcher, a real man, you know, only needs one pitch, but that kind of backfired. First pitch delivered to McKeithen for the strike. 0-1 the count, two down. Cardinals already up 1-0 with a pair of hits. The walks have helped him out and the wild pitches. Runners at first and second. It's Chamberlain and Revis. Arias looks the runner back at second. Kicks, delivers. Breaking ball. Slap foul to the left side off McKeithen's bat. So 0-2, it's a pitcher's count against the designated hitter. I love how these guys, they, you know, the season is long. So the conversations and the games and the things that they talk about in the dugout and the bullpen are just endlessly entertaining when you hear about them. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball, waiting on that 80-mile-per-hour pitch. All McKeithen could do is get a little bit of wood at the end of his bat and foul it off.
Well, it's probably a very simple conversation in the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen because
there's only three down there. Yeah, they're doing what you usually see them do when it gets to this point of the season, and especially when it's so sunny like it is here, is the home bullpens usually stay in the dugout until they're really needed. Fly ball. There goes Allen. He goes back, then plants and makes the grab. That looked like that ball was going to go over his head. But Allen, he did. He read it well. McKeithen is retired as he flies out to center field. That'll end the attack here by the Cardinals, but they pick up 1-1 to the bottom of the sixth here at the Dean.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off at school?
Oh no, what did he say? We cut it off. I should know that by heart. And we're back, though. Santiago, Lewis, and Allen will step up to the plate for the Hammerheads here in the home half of the sixth facing Carlos Guarte. Gorriti threw five innings, has allowed four hits, no runs, walked one, struck out one. First pitch, Santiago pops it up. Will it stay in play? It flies over the fence, just hits a chair next to a fan, in between fans, actually, in the very first row behind the Hammerheads dugout. He's not happy. He missed that ball. It was right to him, and it right by his seat. And I don't know if he had a glove or not. He took his cap off. He should have used his cap. Santiago returns to the box. This one, he straightens up. It's going over the head of Torres. It will leave the ballpark. There's a solo shot over the left field wall. Santiago will pick up his second home run of the season. The Hammerheads have tied the game up. It's 1-1. Courtesy of Carlos Santiago and his second home run of the season, his sixth ribby. And he has now scored four runs. It's only his eighth game. He's just been here for a week. He's already making a big difference defensively, too. The first pitch delivered to Ian Lewis. Hits it foul to the right side. That was a hard hit. 0-1 here to Lewis, who's 0-2 today. Hit into a fielder's choice in the first, then grounded out in the third. Gorriti delivers. Another strike on the outside part of the plate to Lewis.
Still no activity in the Cards bullpen. Gorriti's just dealing tonight.
The 0-2. You might want to leave again for a little bit. As the Hammerheads, when you left, they tied it up.
Oh, so that's what happened. All right, I'm guessing solo home run.
Solo home run. Right. Santiago, his second in just 1 week here with the Hammerheads. You know, we're seeing him out there defensively with the glove, and then here at the plate with the bat.
Both shortstops put in on a show, him and Rivas.
The 2-2 breaking ball. Lewis lifts it up into right center. On the run is Cruz, and he pulls it in to retire Lewis as he flies out.
Yeah, I came back too soon there.
You did? All right, if Allen goes down, or no.
I'll step out again.
You're gone. The Hammerheads do have some action in their bullpen. While, as you mentioned, the Cardinals is quiet, but they've got a few more relievers out there now. From 3-6,
wow.
They've doubled it. One down, Gorriti delivers. That's below the knees inside. So one ball and no strikes to Allen. There is so much going on, I feel like, in baseball today. I was just following all the news. Here's the 1-0 fastball upstairs, and that misses. So two balls and no strikes. Did you see the World Baseball Classic?
Oh, yeah.
Is coming back to Miami, and it'll be we're getting all the way to the finals, I believe. So that'll be exciting. Here's the 2-0. It starts in March. I took my kids down to Miami for a game, and they loved it. I mean, the way the crowd gets into those games, it was a USA game, and I'm trying to remember if it was Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic. Here's the 2-1. Inside, missing, three balls and a strike. But we were sitting actually on the opposite side of the USA side, so the kids really got the enjoyment of the fans, just, you know, their instruments, they're yelling, they're cheering. It's very exciting. The ball is lifted up to left field. It'll fall between Torres and Cruz out there in left center. So Brady Allen with a stand-up double. He loses his helmet between first and second. He wasn't even running that fast. And he will be aboard with the double.
Yeah, he got a 2-0 fastball and just sat dead red on it. One hop right off the warning track, right off the Duffy sign, off the 387 light pole out there in left center.
So Allen with the single in the first, and now the double here in the sixth. He's 2-for-3 today.
And I just noticed warming up in the bullpen, it was Arias probably getting some more warm-up tosses out there in the bullpen. Leading up to that is now a right-hander starts to throw in the bullpen along the first base side for Palm Beach.
Little timeout as pitching coach and the infield comes to the mound here. Gorriti has thrown, 62 pitches, 42 for strikes. The book's been closed on Sanchez. He threw 4 2/3 innings of work, or actually 5 2/3, sorry about that. Couple of hits, a run he was earned, walk 3, struck out 6. He lowered his ERA to 4.15. So Sanchez will get a no decision here tonight as the game is tied at one apiece now, courtesy of Carlos Santiago with the home run over the left field wall this inning. Now a double by Brady Allen, so that keeps Brian Loftus safe in the seat next to me.
Good luck, Charm. And this guy always gets on base, so I got no problem here. I can bunker down in this seat.
Zubia looking for his first hit tonight, though. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs. The pitch, it's low. Hops out of the glove of Burns. He's in front of it, though, and hurries and scoops it up as Allen is at second base right now. He'll stay at second.
408 on base percentage coming into tonight for Zach at the plate. Good numbers with the runners in scoring position, too.
Here's the 1-0 at the belt for the strike. So one ball and one strike. I didn't have a chance to look at the league leaders. Did he move up at all since yesterday?
Still in third. Both walks and OBP.
Which is so impressive.
Don't be fooled by the scoreboard here. There we go.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. And that one misses low. Two balls and one strike with one out. Runner in scoring position is Brady Allen. Zubia's driven in 25 already this season. He has 43 hits, looking for number 44 here. The 2-1 is lifted up into right center. On the run is Cruz. That'll hit the warning track and be no problem from Brady Allen to round third and touch home plate. So now the Hammerheads go up 2-1. They take over the lead for the first time tonight.
All of a sudden, I'm the good luck charm again.
You are. Back-to-back doubles driving in a run.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting going opposite field with that. That ball was gapped into right center.
Manager Gary Kendall for the Cardinals will take the slow walk out to the mound, and that'll be it for Fuerte today. Kendall will go to his bullpen, and we'll head to a break with the Hammerheads up 2-1. We'll let you know who the new reliever is right after this.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've got a new pitcher on the hill in relief of Fuerte here in the bottom of the sixth after the Hammerheads allowed Santiago to score. He had a solo shot. Brady Allen doubled. Zubia doubled him in. So who's our new reliever here?
It's going to be the right-hander, 6 foot, 197 pounds, Jose Moreno, the 21-year-old out of Venezuela. A 1-2 record, a solid 2.28 ERA. Does have four starts on the season. Moreno coming into his 17th ball game of the season. Very good numbers. Just 33 hits allowed in 43 in the third innings pitched. 48 strikeouts. However, 33 walks. Opponents hitting a feeble 216 off the new right-hander.
Christian Rodriguez will be the first batter to face Moreno here in the sixth. First pitch, she swings and fouls it out of the play to the left side.
A tough luck for both starting pitchers in tonight's ballgame, both Huerta and Sanchez.
But a tight ballgame still, a 2-1 ballgame.
Neither starting pitcher in line for the win right now. Just some tough luck.
One's in line for the loss, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 0-1. That one misses wide. One ball and one strike.
Hopefully Sanchez is all right. He had the debt bets that you were talking about. You got to leave this game now so I can get in.
You never know. Here's the 1-1. That's a breaking ball that misses upstairs at 78. 2-1 the count. Oh, yeah, I was talking about all the news before the news started being the Hammerheads, you know, getting on base and scoring and taking over the lead. So we talked about the World Baseball Classic. That will be exciting to see a lot of baseball down in Miami, swing and a miss. And then the Futures game.
I saw that lineup.
Yeah, they had eight.
Mason
they announced
Wynn and Jordan Walker.
Yesterday and today, the full lineup. So, yeah, Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker, who were here with us last season with the Palm Beach Cardinals, they will head to the All-Star game. Another swing and a miss. That will sit down Rodriguez. So he has struck out twice tonight, but also singled, 1-for-3 today. And then Eury Pérez for the Marlins. He will, not with the Marlins yet, but he will be there soon. As a lot of times you'll see these prospects that are in the Futures game, which will take place on Saturday the 16th in L.A. for the All-Star festivities and break there. And they you'll see them there in the Futures game. And then, you know, after that, they're called up, you know, in the months following, which
it's
is very exciting.
We're like, oh, we recognize that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe interviewed him in your case.
Juan Mercado at the plate. The catcher is 0-for-2 today. No balls, one strike. Moreno brings his glove up to his face from the stretch, delivers. Ball hit foul, so no balls and two strikes.
Now it sounds like we're getting that thirsty Thursday crowd out here. As soon as the clock strikes 8 o'clock here on the East Coast.
All three players, though, that were here at the Dean as a Hammerhead or a Palm Beach Cardinal, we could tell right away. I mean, you know, not only were they prospects, but you could just tell Walker shows his build and his first at bat here with the, you know, the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's not supposed to be that easy. And then he just has that build that looks like he just needs to fill out a little more. And he's a big leaguer. And he's got the bat, the big power. And then
Mason
on the left
Wynn
side of the diamond,
cannon.
You know, with Walker, he has the cannon and then Wynn too. And the, you know, just the smooth glove of Mason Wynn. And so that was exciting. And then Eury Pérez on the hill. Boy, we've seen some great outings by Eury. It seems like we were always talking about him.
I think I remember you talking about this. Mason Wynn used to pitch, too, as well.
And they were supposed to allow him to go both ways, and we never saw him pitch, and he hasn't yet. He was going to Arkansas with Tink. They were both headed to Arkansas. They both played on the same travel team in Arizona. I believe Arizona, I'm pretty sure, yeah. And they were headed to Arkansas together, and instead they're here, you know, in the organization looking to move up to the big leagues. As Mercado swings and misses, that'll do it here in the sixth. The Hammerheads pick up two and have the 2-1 lead as we head to the seventh, and Brian Loftus is back on play-by-play after the short timeout.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
Psst,
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
And we're back here in the top half of the 7th, 5, 6, and 7 do-up for the Palm Beach Cardinals as they trail 2-1. Back out on the mound for another inning of work is Larbert Arias. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch starts him off with a breaking ball. It just misses on the outside edge. Hammerheads will challenge the ball call, and it is successfully challenged and rolled a strike. I don't need the whiteout, Lisa.
We don't need it now.
0-1. Breaking ball, same spot. This one is ruled a called strike, too.
I saw the Cardinals today. They put out the patch that they're going to use for, or the logo, rather, for Yachty's retirement.
0-2 driven out to left field, coming on is Santos. This one's going to drop in front of him, just shy of the foul line. It is in fair territory. Urrequia makes a wide turn around first. He will hold there with a leadoff single. I meant to ask this of you last inning. We're talking about the World Baseball Classic, the All-Star Games coming up. Have they announced the lineup for the Home Run Derby yet? Do you know?
I have not seen that yet, but I can look it up to see if they have. But I don't think they have.
I've just heard of the people that have backed out of it, which is always disappointing to see. It's not what it used to be. I remember going in 96 back at Veterans Stadium when it was Bonds, McGuire, I think Palmeiro was in there. First pitch to Burns, called a strike on the outer third.
Pete Alonso, and then also Vladdy Jr. There's been some great...
The Young Bucks are stepping up. The high set by Arias, the 0-1 fastball sails wide. Urrequia over at first, a 1-for-3 evening after three hits in last night's ball game.
But can you believe this is Yadier Molina's last season?
And probably Wainwright, too.
Yeah,
they're about to set the record, if I'm sure. Wainwright, Molina.
Unfortunately, Yadi's been home, though. Yeah, the last month he really hasn't been able to do anything and is kind of rehabbing, you know, at home. But this patch, or this logo, I keep saying patch, logo that they...
2-1 foul back.
They have it so it honors his number 4, but also 41, which he wore when he reached the big leagues.
Way to make him feel old. Is that a cane in his arm?
No. It's a nice logo, right. Isn't it?
That is pretty neat. 2 balls and 2 strikes, nobody out the pitch. Foul down the left field line. This will reach the stands and out of play.
I also saw something that was really neat that now I'll have to go back to that page. But Rachel Balkovic, who is the Tampa Tarpons manager and the first, you know, female manager here in affiliated ball, she recently got ejected.
2-2, swing and a miss.
For swearing at an umpire.
That's good work.
Her first
by
ejection,
her.
And this is how much it cost. Because she posted her letter that, you know, it's in the top of the 6th inning, you were ejected for using profane and demeaning language personally directed to the umpires. So for this action, you are hereby fined $50.
I'm going to need a favor out of you. You're going to have to find out exactly what she said.
What she said. She talked about her artistic use of the F word. But
it was 4 letters, and we'll just leave it at that. First pitch to Torres, a called strike.
What I thought, it was so cool, though, and this is this is the last night here on Thursday, is that she put up a GoFundMe page. And not to pay for her fine, but to ask everyone to, she's donating, because her $50, actually, it's if
donate
you need the letter
charity.
More. Yes, your fine must be paid to the baseball assistance team or the MLBPA Youth Development Foundation by Friday, July 8th. So her GoFundMe, she put up, she said, I'm going to double it. She's sending $100 to the MLS, the Major League Baseball Players Association, Youth Development Foundation. And then she said, it was just her birthday. So she said, hey, don't wish me any birthday wishes, but if you want to donate $5. And she's getting a lot of donations there.
I bet she is. The 1-2 misses wide.
I thought that was kind of cool, you know, for her to, like, turn it around that way to this $50 fine that goes to charity. She's doubling and then getting others to also. And, you know, the Yankee fans, they're having fun with it.
I wonder if Aaron Boone's on the hot seat, possibly. Probably not, given the New York Yankees record right now. if the 2-2 Mrs. Lowe count runs full.
I sent my donation in. I figured, well, you know, happy birthday there to you, Rachel. I actually just saw her a couple weeks ago. We went over to Tampa and watched a doubleheader of the Tarpons playing. They were playing Clearwater. And also got in a Rays game, too.
I miss that we don't play them as much. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Torres goes down. He is fooled by the breaking ball down and away, well out of the zone. A big second out for the Hammerheads here in the top half of the seventh.
The center fielder, number four, Adamson.
Back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single by Arecchia. That'll bring up Adamson Cruz to the plate. Cruz 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored so far tonight. The lone run for Palm Beach as they trail 2-1. The pitch. Fastball 93, misses wide.
I didn't tell you this either, that I went over to the Rays and I met their blind broadcaster. He is the color analyst for the Spanish side of the broadcast for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been doing it for years.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
The 1-0.
And his name is Enrique Olio. Sorry, stepping on you there.
No, you're good. You're good.
And it's amazing. His wife helps him, and she'll tell him in his ear through the headset and everything different stats that she looks up, but nice. He knows the game.
That's love right there.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 grounded slow roller up the middle. Fielding it is Santiago. Bobbles briefly, and he will field it and flip it to the bag for the final out. Here in the top half of the seventh, leadoff single is turned away. It's stretch time here at the Bean. Lisa Pryde will be departing. Won't see you for a couple weeks.
Better than ever, though.
Go get your groove on.
Go Hammerheads, go Cardinals.
We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh here in Jupiter, Florida.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país.
Bottom of the seventh, 2-1. Hammerheads hold a lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals here on Thursday night at the Dean. Jose Moreno back out for his second inning of work. The first pitch, a swing and a miss by Jorge Caballero. Caballero followed by Santos, and then flipping a patch at the top of the order, Osiris Johnson do up this half inning. The miss. Back-to-back fastballs at 92 on the outside corner. Got a good-sized crowd here. I was going to point out to Lisa, that kid down there almost looks like a younger Colton. Just glued to the game. Got the hat, got the shades on, even though the lights are finally on here at the Dean. 0-2, fouled straight back. I haven't seen Colton or Noel here at the Dean, the stadium. You said you're back the 27th or the 29th? Much like the umpire, she's holding up signals to me. 0-2, fouled back. She's either back the 12th or the 21st. Working out of the stretch is Moreno. The high set, the pitch. 0-2, swung on, flared into shallow right field, coming on hard as Chamberlain. He'll make a running catch. out there in shallow right field. A nice play by the right fielder. One up, one down. To kick things off here in the bottom half of the seventh, that'll bring up Anguita Santos to the plate. Santos batting 239 on the season, a homer to go along with 18 RBIs. He bats from the left-hand side as a fan yells balk. Osiris Johnson waiting on deck. Activity brewing in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads along the third base side. The first pitch to Santos, swung on, this ball is driven into left field for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Santos going opposite field, pitched it right, hit it right where it was pitched. Going down and getting that ball, just driving it out to left field. That'll bring up Osiris to the plate, one for three on the evening. Middle infield at double play depth, Cole Moquette pinched up the middle. Recchio holding the runner Santos on over at first. This ball is hit right between first and second into right field for a base hit. Santos will put on the brakes at second, probably very wisely, as Chamberlain has a cannon out there in right field. Hammerheads threatening here, trying to tack on a couple more insurance runs. No errors for Palm Beach, no errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads. What has been a pretty clean game defensively to this point. That'll bring up Carlos Santiago to the plate. Apparently he hit a solo home run back in the sixth. Maybe I should leave the booth again right now, at least. Ready on lefty matchup, the first pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Santos from second, Johnson from first. The 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball just misses on the outside corner. Santiago so far 3 for 12 in the series with a pair of RBIs, looking to tack on another one here. The pitch skied left side, going back as Hernandez foul territory. He'll give this a look. He'll run out of room as it drops just shy of the Hammerhead bullpen along the third base side. Ooh, before you leave, I got to ask you. So tomorrow's start time is at noon. Is that like a camper day here at the stadium? That's going to be fun. Hopefully they give me some water balloons like they did that one year where I was broadcasting the game and throwing water balloons into the stands, making sure they didn't throw water balloons back up in here and mess up all this equipment. We have foul balls to take care of that. Yeah, so tomorrow's start time at 11:50 a.m. A little breakfast and baseball for you. The high set by Moreno, the 1-2, misses wide. So you're going to have children in the stands, you're going to have children in the broadcast booth. What a way to spend a Friday, all right. Two and two, one out, the pitch. Fastball. Caught the plate, a little bit low in the zone, and it runs full. Maybe I can kidnap Andrew Seymour, bring him into the booth. We can get some water guns and, you know, some old school super soakers. The 3-2. Fastball called, third strike. Santiago wanted to trot down to first. He is going to challenge the call, and it is ruled a strike. He goes down looking for a big second out. As the Redbirds try to keep this deficit at one here in the home half of the seventh. We'll bring up Ian Lewis to the plate. 0 for 3. Fist bump from Lisa Pride as the Queen of Diamonds departs from the Dean. Ready on lefty matchup, the first pitch. Misses low in the dirt. Lou is having a good 2022 campaign, hitting 256 so far in the year. Rivas creeping in at second, trying to keep Santos close. The 1-0 misses inside. Lewis has to corkscrew over home plate to be avoided. Plunked on the knees right there. Four pitches, 17 strikes by the right-hander Hosen for the Jupiter Hammerheads along the third base side. The 2-0. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Pickoff throw down to second. And a nice stab by Rivas as that ball almost hit the second base bag and went into center field. A heady play by the shortstop right there, preventing Santos from making his way down to third. We saw Yan Mercado earlier in the ballgame for the Hammerheads pick off Matt Chamberlain down at second. Jake Burns trying to do the same thing right there. The high set, the 2-1. Fastball called a strike at the knees on the inner half. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
That was 2-2.
Hammerheads tried to challenge that call. It was upheld. Ruled as a strike. Outfield straightaway, infield straightaway, other than Rivas creeping in at second. The 2-2. Fastball right down the heart of a plate. Little low. Burns tried framing it. Does not get the call from McKenna. And it's a full count here with 2 outs. 2-1 ball game. Runners will be moving on the pitch. Santos from second, Johnson from first. Middle infield back on the edge of the outfield grass. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, grounded sharply through the hole in between first and second. It's in for a base hit. Santos will come in to score. Moving down to third is Johnson, heading into second with an RBI double. It's Ian Lewis, his 19th RBI on the season. And the Hammerheads attack on another insurance run. It's a 3-1 ball game. RBI double for Ian Lewis, his first of the ball game. That'll bring up the dangerous Brady Allen to the plate. Already 2-for-3 on the evening. Allen singled back in the first, doubled in his last at-bat in the sixth, came around to score in that two-run sixth inning for Jupiter. This is upstairs for ball one. Two men in scoring position, the high set by Moreno, and the pitch. Breaking ball, a little excuse me swing as he tried to check it. It goes foul just above the dugout along the first base side for Palm Beach. Brady coming into tonight's ballgame tied for fifth in the league in RBIs with 37. The 1-1. Healthy cut, jammed him high and inside in the zone. It's fouled back into our right. Well, he certainly atoned for his night last night. Brady 0-for-4 all time, all four at-bats with runners in scoring position. But he's having himself a heck of a season, especially power number-wise. The 1-2 misses upstairs. Seven home runs to go along with those 37 RBIs. The long set, they're going to redo the pitch clock as it was ticking down to 5 as time was called. Johnson from third, Lewis from second. The high set, 2-2. Fastball 93 misses off the plate. Zach Zubia waiting on deck. Ten hits now on the evening for the Hammerheads. Trying to get back into the series as they lost the first two. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Foul tip into the glove held onto by Jake Burns. for the final outro. Tired of the side here. Put the Hammerheads tack on another insurance run. They lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the eighth here.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down. Up, up, and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the eighth. New pitcher out on the mound. They're going to throw the southpaw at him. The lefty Patrick Murphy takes the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Who in the lineup? Sander Mora comes into the game as a pinch hitter, replacing Brandon Hernandez over at third base.
Now pinch hitting for the Cardinals, number 16. From San Felipe, Venezuela, Sander Mora.
Mora just batting 174 on the season, three homers to go along with 12 RBIs. The first pitch. Starts him off with a fastball, 93, catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Working from the belt. Out of the stretch, the 0-1, swing and a miss. Mora quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Sander just hitting 172 against left-handed pitching so far this season, 5 for 29. The 0-2 tries to paint the outside corner, does not get the call. The 1-2. Swung on, this ball's flared into center field. Coming on is Brady Allen. He makes a running catch out there in center. Getting a good read on that ball. We saw one go possibly over his head earlier in the ballgame, but he tracked it well. One up, one down to start things out here in the top half of the eighth. Just three hits on the evening for the Redbirds as Darlene Moquette steps into the plate. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch, backdoor breaking ball, catches the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Looking. Murphy, the 25-year-old, 6'1", 205 pounds, out of Chicago, Illinois, an Ohio State Buckeye product. Pounding the strike zone, Moquette quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Murph has a 1-0 record, appearing in his 11th game. As that last pitch was challenged, Lisa stole my white out, and the count goes to 1-1 here with one out. The pitch, swing and a miss. 12 hits allowed in 14 and a third innings of work by Patrick Murphy so far this season. 15 strikeouts to go with 8 walks. The 1-2. Grounded. Slow roller to second. Staying down. On one knee is Ian Lewis. He'll throw down to Zubia over at first for the 4-3 putout. And very quickly, two up, two down to start things out here in the eighth.
The shortstop number eight.
That'll bring up Jeremy Rivas to the plate. Looking for his first hit of the ball game, 0 for 2 with a walk. He comes into today's ball game, eighth in the Florida State League in hits with 65. The first pitch, fastball at 94, catches the outside edge. 298 batting average against left-handed pitching so far this season for Rivas. 0-1 misses upstairs off the glove of Mercado and all the way to the backstop. Hitting 830 here on the East Coast. Glad you're joining us. Lisa Pride had to depart. Brian Loftus here with you. The 1-1 healthy cut foul to the backstop. It was a quick moving game through the first four and a half innings, just under an hour. About to hit the 2 hour mark in this one. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goes chasing at the breaking ball down in the dirt. Drop third strike. Mercado throws down to Zubia. And the side is retired here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. A strikeout in the inning. We're going to the home half of the eighth here at Dean. 3-1 Hammerheads.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke, corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Broad Council.
Bottom of the eighth here in Jupiter, Florida. 3-1 Hammerheads lead as they come to bat, trying to tack on a few more insurance runs. 5, 6, and 7 to up Zubia, Rodriguez, and Mercado this half inning. Been a beautiful week of baseball weather-wise. Here in Jupiter, Florida, Moreno back out for another inning of work. The first pitch to Zubia misses high and inside for ball one. The 1-0 runs inside. It's ruled a ball. They're going to challenge it. Will the catcher, Jake Burns?
Call is upheld.
Call is upheld, and it's a hitter's count, two balls and no strikes. No activity in either bullpen. The 2-0. Fastball paints the outside corner, 92 on the gun. Zach, 1-for-3 on the evening, had an RBI double in his last at-bat in the two-run sixth inning for the Hammerheads. The 2-1. Breaking ball right at the hip, comes right over the heart of the plate, and the count runs even, two balls and two strikes. Third baseman Sander Mora just replaced Brandon Hernandez. He's hugging the line behind the bag over at third. 2-2 breaking ball. This ball's flared into right center field for a base hit. It'll dunk right over the head of the second baseman, Darlene Moquette. Leadoff base runners aboard for the Hammerheads here in the home half of the eighth.
As third baseman number 8.
We'll bring up Christian Rodriguez to the plate, 1-for-3 on the evening. singled in his first at-bat back in the second. Pair of strikeouts in the fourth and the sixth. He bats from the left-hand side. Middle infield looking to turn two. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Late on the fastball. Christian hanging right around the Mendoza line, hitting 195 on the season, a homer to go along with 15 RBIs. The 0-1 fastball misses wide. Still a good size. Not sure if all these fans were able to get as much concessions in as they would have liked. 1-1 brushes them off the plate. With the left-handed Rodriguez at the plate, Mora, the third baseman, moves about 30 feet off the line over at 30s, even with the bag on the left-hand side. Arecchia holding the runner on over at first. The 2-1 runs inside. Hitters count three balls and a strike. Hammy the Hammerhead putting in some work down the third baseline, getting this crowd fired up. 3-1 from Moreno, grounded sharply foul down the first baseline. Already 11 hits for the Hammerheads tonight after putting up 8 in last night's affair. The 3-2 fouled in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Jake Burns, and we'll do it again. The right-hander starts to loosen up in the bullpen for Palm Beach as Moreno's now up to 45 pitches. 29 strikes, 16 for balls. 3-2 yet again, misses wide. Good eye by Rodriguez laying off, and the first two base runners are aboard. Here in the bottom half of the eighth. That'll bring up Yan Mercado to the plate. Bring a visit out to the mound from Jake Burns, the catcher, chatting things up with his battery mate. The two have a meeting of the minds out on the hill. Mercado went 1-for-4 in last night's ballgame, so far 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out in his last at bat to end the sixth. Now a delayed visit by the pitching coach out to the mound, as it looks like number 25 is warming up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Based on my roster sheet, that says Josh Baez, who is currently on the injured list. Out as the entire infield converges out on the mound. Connor McKenna, the home plate umpire, goes out to break up the conversation. Redbirds trying to keep this deficit at two here. They got their work cut out for them with the first two men on base. Zubia down at second, Rodriguez over at first. Yan batting 220 on the season, a homer to go along with 6 RBIs. Moore, the third baseman, in on the grass, even with the bag. Middle infield at double play depth. The first pitch starts him off with a breaking ball, misses a little bit inside. First baseman Arecchia playing behind the runner, behind the bag, over at first. Outfield straight away, the 1-0. Misses upstairs, and it looks like Marino's losing a little bit of command here. The high set, the 2-0. Swung on, this ball is crushed a mile high out to deep center field. Cruz going back, has it sized up at the warning track. He'll make the catch. Both runners will tag. The throw will come into second, and it is not in time, but a great throw by Cruz. Put that throw right on the bag to Rivas. Heads up base running by both Zubia and Rodriguez, tagging up and advancing the bag. That deep fly ball almost out to the 400-foot sign in straightaway center. We'll put two men in scoring position for the eight-hitter Jorge Caballero come to the plate, and there's going to be a pitching change as Gary Kendall will trot out to the mound. We're going to have a pitching change here at the deep. We'll be back with a new pitcher right after this.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here in the bottom half of the eighth, new pitcher out on the mound. It'll be the third for the Palm Beach Cardinals tonight. It'll be the right-hander, Andrew Marrero, 5'10", the 22-year-old UConn Husky product, 18th round pick by the Palm Beach Cardinals, by the St. Louis Cardinals, I should say, in the 2021 draft, making his 13th appearance on the season, getting set to face Jorge Caballero with two men in scoring position. Zubia from third, Rodriguez from second, and the first pitch misses down in the zone at 92. 13th game on this 3 ERA, just 6 hits allowed in his 12 innings pitched so far this season. 13 strikeouts, however, 11 walks in those 12 innings pitched. The 1-0 gets right through the wickets of Burns. Coming in is Zubia. He will score standing up. As the throw was in time, surprise, Zubia did not slide. Hammerhead's able to tack on another run. 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, and now 1 across here in the 8th. It's now a 4-1 ball game. Rodriguez moving down to 3rd on the pass ball. Definitely a ball Jake Burns knows he should have had. Infield now in on the grass with just 1 out. 2-0 count. The pitch. Check swing. He did not go around. Count runs 3 balls and no strikes. The opponent's hitting just 150 on the year against Marrero. Just an internal battle of finding the strike zone. 3-0 walks Caballero on 4 pitches. It'll put runners at the corners. It will set up the double play possibility. Just the 3rd walk issued on the evening by the Palm Beach Cardinal pitching staff. That'll bring up Santos to the plate. 1-for-2 on the evening with a walk and a run scored. Rivas and Moquette pinched up the middle. They're halfway in on the dirt. First pitch breaking ball finds the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Looking. Cardinals are going to have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the top half of the 9th. A healthy cut By Santos is swinging a miss as he swings right over the top of the breaking ball. They would like to keep this deficit at 3 for the meat of the order coming up in the ninth. 0-2, three straight breaking balls has Santos fooled. Big second out. It'll push the middle infield back out onto the edge of the outfield grass, bringing up Osiris Johnson to the plate.
Number 4, Osiris Johnson.
A tough start to the season for Osiris. Batted 172 in April, just 209 in May, but coming on hot here as the temperature starts to warm up, hitting 286 here in the month of July after a 313 clip in the month of June. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch. He's got his batting average up to 249 after a 2-for-4 evening so far. 2-on, 2-out, the 0-1. Breaking ball swung on, skied, foul territory, first base side. Orecchia ranging over towards the dugout, and he will make the catch up against the railing of the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the eighth, but not before the damage has been done here in Jupiter, Florida. It's a 4-1 lead. Cardinals need 3 to keep this game alive at the end of the night.
That?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org.
Top of the ninth here at the Dean. Last licks for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They've taken the first two games of this six-game series down to their final three outs now. Just a run on three hits so far tonight for the Redbirds. But they got the guys they want coming up to the plate. 3, 4, and 5. Chamberlain, McKeithen, and Orecchia do up this half inning. Patrick Murphy back out for another inning of work in relief. The lefty out of the stretch set at the belt. First pitch fastball misses off the plate for ball one. Chamberlain 0-for-2 on the evening with a walk to go along with a pair of strikeouts. The 1-0 runs down and in right at the shoe tops. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Looks like actually Patrick Romeri pinch hitting right now for Matt Chamberlain. Romeri batting 188 on the season. The 2-0. Skied first base side. This will reach the stands out of play. Romeri had a night last night. He reached base safely in all 4 plate appearances, including a 2-run blast back in the 7th. And a Cardinals victory. The 2-1 brushes him off the plate. Last licks for the Cardinals, last licks for this Thirsty Thursday crew. Trying to extend this game to get to the bottom of the ninth. 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Hammerheads. A run on 3 hits, no errors for Palm Beach. The 3-1 swung on, fouled at the plate. Three balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Outfield straight away. Allen a little shallow in center. The 3-2 Mercado framed it. He held his glove there. He wants the call. He's not going to get it. And it's a leadoff base runner to kick things off here in the ninth. Fourth walk issued by the Hammerhead pitching staff so far this evening.
Aaron McKeithen.
That'll bring up Aaron McKeithen to the plate, 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Had himself a night last night. Pair of runs scored to go along with a double and an RBI. He bats from the right-hand side. First pitch fastball, 92, catches the inner half for a called strike one. Looking. Middle infield at double play depth. Lewis pinched up the middle a little bit closer than Santiago. The 0-1 fouled back into our right off the roof. Murphy is ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Might have some waste pitches to work with right here. Set up the belt. The next pitch misses wide. Romeri probably not a threat to run over at first base. 0-for-2 in stolen base attempts so far this season. He's out to a decent two-stride lead. The next pitch, broken bat flared into over to second base, right behind the bag. Making the catch is Lewis. He's going to throw to first. It's going to go off the helmet of Romeri and up against the Cardinal dugout along the first base side. Romeri inches away from getting doubled off of first base right there. A little humpback liner stabbed by Lewis just beyond the second base bag. Luckily for Romeri, he's got the noggin on his head. That'll bring up Jesus Arecchio to the plate with a runner in scoring position. Jesus 1-for-3 on the evening. Coming off a three-hit game in last night's affair. Lefty on righty matchup. Murphy peers into Mercado. He's set at the belt, has the one he wants. The first pitch misses low in the zone. Lewis creeping in at second. Big hole along the right-hand side of the infield. Murphy checks the runner at second. The 1-0. Runs inside. Hitters count for Arecchio. Two balls and no strikes. Arecchio having a good series against the Hammerheads to this point. Through 2-plus games, 4-for-10 so far in the series. 2-0. Right down Broadway at 93. Counts two balls and a strike. Quiet in both bullpens so far. Definitely not quiet in the crowd, which we love. The 2-1 cued off the end of the bat. I thought that might have hit his ankle. Slowly trotting down to first is Arecchio. He is retired. Murphy to Zubia on the 1-3 putout. And the Cardinals down to their final out. That ball had a lot of English coming off the bat of Arecchio. Started along the third base side of the pitcher's mound and pretty much spun right back into the glove of Murphy, who was still positioned on the pitcher's mound. Which is why I thought it may have got the shoe top or even the ankle of Arecchio, but if it did, he did not. That'll bring up the last hope for the Redbirds. Jake Burns to the plate. Correction, it'll be Elijah Cabell. Pinch hitting for Jake Burns. Cabell batting 160 on the season, a pair of home runs to go along with 11 RBIs. Runner leads away from second, nobody keeping him close. The first pitch paints the outside corner on the off-speed pitch. He's down in the count, no one balls and one strike. Cabell 1-for-3 in last night's ball game with an RBI. The 0-1 delivery, fastball misses inside, 94 on the gun. Mm-hmm. long set. Checks the runner at second, 1-1. This ball's crushed out to left field. To the track, to the wall. This ball is gone. It's a 4-3 ball game. Two-run home run by Elijah Cabell to keep this one going. That was a no doubt about her right off the clubhouse of the Miami Marlins spring training complex right there out in deep left center field. And just like that, Cardinals bringing the tying run to the plate here in the ninth.
Our fielder number 40, Yon Torres.
Yon Torres trying to keep things going here. 1-for-3 on the evening, singled back in the third, the first pitch. Fastball 92, misses upstairs. Four to three score, we're in the top half of the ninth, two outs, the 1-0. Grounded, broken bat, third base. A laser across to Zubia, he holds the bag for the final out to retire the side. End the ball game, but not before the Palm Beach Cardinals put up a threat and made the Hammerheads sweat this out. Hammerheads take this one by a score of 4-3. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back with the post game right after this here in Jupiter, Florida.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away? That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at the Dean after a thriller of a ball game. It was a pitcher's duel. It went very quickly early on through the first 4.5 innings, just under an hour of play to get through those first 4.5 innings. Hammerheads get back into the series now as they trail this six-game series 2-1 after taking this one by a score of 4-3. Four runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Hammerheads. Three runs, four hits, and no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals, who fought back into this one. Larbert Arias picks up his second win on the season. He improves to 2-0. Carlos Guarte gets the loss. He falls to 3-4 despite a great outing by him, Patrick Murphy, despite giving up that two-run homer to Elijah Cabell in the ninth, picks up his third save on the season. It was a good one here at the Dean. Cardinals just went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, but that didn't come until the top of the ninth when Elijah Cabell blasted a 400-foot home run to deep left center field. Cardinals did leave four men on base. Hammerheads 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They left 9 on base. Lost 5 1/3 innings, just only surrendered 2 earned runs. Edgar Sanchez had to depart from the ball game, the starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He was very solid. 5 2/3 by Edgar Sanchez. 2 hits allowed of 1-run ball, striking out 5, walking 3. Up until that at-bat by Elijah Cabell, I'm still going to give my Roger Dean Chevrolet Player of the Game to the the Jupiter Hammerhead bullpen. Solid 3 1/3 innings of relief. They only surrendered 2 hits. Arias surrendered 1. Murphy surrendered 1. That was that 2-run blast by Cabell. But they certainly held down the fort in that 4-3 victory by the Jupiter Hammerheads, as the Hammerheads improved to 39-37 on the season. With the loss, the Cardinals fall to 39-37. Both teams are tied overall in the standings, and we'll be back tomorrow afternoon, technically tomorrow morning, a little breakfast and baseball pregame coming at you live at 11:50 a.m. for Game 4 of this 6-game series. Well, for the recently departed Lisa Pride, she will be back in a couple weeks, taking a little vacay, but she will be back. For Lisa, I'm Brian Loftus. Thank you for listening to the Roger Dean Chevrolet radio broadcast.